a snowboarder raised in Sun Valley, Idaho, soared over better-known and more experienced rivals to grab the gold medal in women's halfpipe at the Winter Olympics. You could say a pipe dream came true Wednesday for 24-year-old Caitlin Farrington. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more on the celebration at her old training ground.
The Olympic Snowboard Showdown played live on a big TV screen in the training room of the Sun Valley Ski and Snowboard Team. Ski Education Foundation Director Rob Clayton says work stopped, there was excited tension, then what Clayton calls almost shock and disbelief when Caitlin Farrington rode into first place. When no one could top her clean daredevil run, Farrington's infectious smile grew wider and she started bouncing with joy on screen. Back home, Clayton says the training room erupted in giddy celebration.
I mean, it's got to be one of the best stories in the Olympics, right? Just where she's from, what her parents sacrificed along the way to give her the opportunities, her down-home, just genuine personality. The whole thing is like, it's just a terrific story.
Farrington grew up on a ranch on the outskirts of Bellevue, Idaho. She learned to snowboard beginning at age 5 and has had 5 wrist surgeries since then. A few years ago, when she was still a rookie, Farrington described to me how the ranch's cattle herd shrunk to pay her way to national and international competitions.
When I first started to go on trips and stuff, it was expensive, and my dad ended up selling a cow each time I had to go on a trip. And so we don't have any cows at the moment, I don't think, right now, because my dad had to sell them all so I could snowboard.
The Sun Valley Company and others have already begun planning a gold medal homecoming parade for whenever Farrington returns to Idaho. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.